acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Is running your own business running you ragged? GoDaddy can help with website design, online marketing tools, and 24/7 expert advice. Go you, GoDaddy.
Football. Today, I want to talk about our opponent this afternoon. They're bigger, faster, stronger, more experienced, and on paper, they're just better, and they know it too.
It's almost like a religion.
But I want to tell you something that they don't know. They don't know your heart. I do. I've seen it. You have shown it to me. You have shown this coaching staff, your teammates. You have shown yourselves just exactly who you are in here. When you take that field today, you've got to lay that heart on the line, man. From the soles of your feet, with every ounce of blood you've got in your body, lay it on the line until the final whistle blows. And if you do that, you cannot lose.
If you thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. In every pass, every play, right here on KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, and how is education supposed to make me feel smarter? Besides, every time I learn something new, it pushes some old stuff out of my brain. Remember when I took that home winemaking course and I forgot how to drive?
That's because you were drunk.
And how?
Crossed over, if I never have a
sin. Not one of his
I'll be rich and
funnier bits.
At my feet.
We still have to do our Christmas special.
We're thinking
about doing a Christmas. I know, we think ahead. We plan ahead. This show,
yeah.
Every show is planned way in advance. We're thinking about Christmas. And so we do either It's a Wonderful Life or Scrooge or something. And we already got our cast of characters. Tom Brokaw will be in it. Jack Nicholson. Homer. Marge.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's going to be something.
Jay Leno.
It'll be great.
Maybe Carl.
Louis Armstrong. Carl. we have to do it.
Oh, Bill Clinton could be in it. And
yes, he could.
We did two before. I think I still have a copy of one of them around here somewhere. We did It's a Wonderful Life and
A Christmas Carol.
We did? Mm-hmm. Two?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we did two of them.
And Carl was the lead character in one of them.
We've been here so long, I forget what we did.
I don't know if he was...
Let me officially welcome everybody.
All right,
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. As your official welcome, we're glad to have you here. And for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes, we're just going to do nonsensical juvenile stuff. That's what we do, except at about 4:15, when Dr. Doug Pernikoff joins us. If you have a pet, you may want to call and talk to Dr. Doug. Dr. Doug is the official veterinarian. You know that even he mispronounces his own profession. Have you ever noticed? He says veterinarian.
Does he?
He says veterinarian.
Oh.
And it's veterinarian.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to correct him because he is one. Say whatever he wants. So he'll be here about 4:15. If you have a pet, you may want to think about calling and asking him a question or two. We're going to do the Burke segment here, but before we do, I have something I want you to think about, and as soon as I start to say what it is, you'll think, politics. No, it's not. It's just a fact that I find I have a hard time dealing with this, and here it is. If Hillary Clinton is elected president, and if she does 2 terms, 8 years, 28 of 36 years this country will have been run by two families. Yeah. Now, there are 330 million people in this country, and you're telling me that two families, the Bushes and Clintons, that's what we have to choose from 28 of 36 years. There's something just wrong with
that,
isn't there?
Yeah, you're right.
A father and son and a husband and wife for over a quarter of a century run this country.
And then the other son was in it, too.
Well, if he'd gotten in there, we'd have the same deal.
Yeah,
if he'd been Jeb Bush, he'd still have 28 of 36 years. That, to me, there's something weird about that.
Now, were the Kennedys kind of like that, too, but they didn't?
Well, Robert never got in. If Robert had gotten in, you'd have had John and Robert and then maybe Teddy. Yeah, there was a chance because the three of those, at one time, they all three were contenders to be president.
And I think Robert probably in
I think he would have, had he not been, he would have won.
Yeah.
And then you very possibly could have seen Teddy, had he not killed that chick, Mary Jo Kopechne, he'd have had a shot. So you'd have had the same thing, Kennedys. But Clintons and Bushes for 28 of 36 years, that just, I don't know. We got a lot of people in this country, and the fact that we I don't know. And that, I just...
You forget, though, that a very small... segment of this country gets to decide who gets pushed to the front of you think that it's open to everybody.
Well, I know what you're
but
saying.
It's not
if you wanted
everybody.
To run or I wanted to run, we would have a chance.
Yes. I mean, you have very powerful people in charge dictating who gets to the front of these
because
groups.
We haven't spent our lives playing the game and schmoozing the right people. You're right. We wouldn't have a chance. So it's a handful of people who even will get the support that they need to win. And I got to tell you something else. I'm pretty stupid about all this. I do not understand, and I don't think anybody could explain it to me where I'd understand it, the whole electoral college and delegate and superdelegate. What the heck is that about? How come... We can't do like you do in school when you vote for class president.
Well,
how many want to vote for Dan? Raise your hand. Why can't we just vote and then the biggest number of votes wins?
Because it goes back to there are a very small percentage of people, very powerful people who decide how this process works.
I can't be the only person who doesn't understand that.
No, I don't get it either, and I never did. And I never really tried to understand it because...
Because there's nothing to do about it.
No, it drives you crazy.
So they can kind of control
how
everything goes down. And it's not just up to the people.
Well, isn't it a fact that Gore... had
more popular votes.
They should have won.
Yeah, he had the popular vote, and then George Bush had the electoral vote. So, Gore should have won.
Then why do we even bother to vote? Let's just let the delegates and superdelegates and electoral college tell us who's going to
vote. I'm not saying anything.
This is the first time I heard about the superdelegates. Where in the heck did that come
from? And that's only the Democrats that do that for some reason.
I don't understand any of it, so we're not going to talk about it anymore. And that's not political, and you can't email me because I didn't take sides. I just said we got two families. If she goes 8 years, then we'll have two families, 28 out of 36 years running this country. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Boy, he never fails to
step up
and take over. At the control board, we have Eon the peon, and he has a contribution. It's all yours.
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
I saw the story last night, and I did not even know this was possible. There was a 25-year-old guy who just recently received... a full heart transplant, but he lived.
Why would he receive a half heart transplant?
Well,
give somebody half a heart.
Yeah, that wouldn't make very much sense now, would it?
No.
But he lived for 555 days prior to that transplant with no heart inside his
body.
He's
on a machine.
It was a backpack he had on.
Oh, come on!
It's called a Syncardia. Artificial heart device.
Wow.
Where essentially it was pumping, just pumping his blood.
And
it was a machine in his backpack.
It was portable.
Yes. So he had no heart inside of his body. He lived for a year and a half.
How come we haven't heard about this? Why wasn't this on the news?
I don't know. That's why I was surprised to even know that such a thing was
that would be
possible.
Huge.
Boy, can you imagine you're out somewhere and you're not near any electrical and your meter goes, low battery on your backpack. Your heart machine's low on juice.
It's like Ultraman when his thing was beeping.
So they said at the time no one knew how much he would able to be to do with it. The backpack was 13 and a half pounds. It's connected to his vascular system to keep oxygenated blood pumping around. He said that the guy said it's not the most versatile thing to have on you 24/7, but he reported that he was able to hold his daughters, give them piggyback rides.
I'm sorry.
He said he couldn't do those, hold his daughters. But he still continued to play basketball.
He played basketball with his backpack on?
Yes. Apparently, he and his brother had both had this genetic heart condition, familial cardiomyopathy. Mm-hmm. And so they both were on a list to get a heart. But, yeah, he lived for a year and a half.
Wow.
That just walking around without a heart inside your body, that's got to be a strange feeling.
I would just die from the worry. The worry of what if this thing quits. But you know what? You could think that way about your heart. What if your heart quits? Mm-hmm. And I do think about that. Like sometimes at night, you ever feel your own heart beating in your ears or something?
Oh, sure.
And you go, I'm having a heart attack.
Yes.
And you can feel.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, this is it.
But essentially just a stress-induced thing.
But if you start thinking about it, think what that thing does. That muscle, millions of times.
It's going all the time.
I've been in bed lying there thinking this thing could quit.
If you try to, you drive yourself crazy if you constantly thought about that. But yeah, I've definitely thought about that from time to time. Sure. And then you have the people, too, that have those pacemakers installed or whatever, those things that shock their heart back into rhythm and things like that.
We got a guy who was on our trip. He's been with us many times. Jack. Jack has the combination pacemaker-defibrillator. It has shocked him back to life several times already. And he travels.
Yeah.
I wouldn't leave the house. I wouldn't leave the hospital.
No, you're just walking around and, hey, I
want to be right near wherever the guy is who works on these things.
Yes.
Or can rip it out and give me another one in real quick or hook me up to something real quick.
He goes, hey, I really enjoyed that joke. That was good.
Sorry, I died there for a minute.
Yeah.
For a second. Hey, what happened, Jim? I passed away there for about 5 seconds.
And he says
it jolts you. He said when it happened to him.
It's a shock, yeah.
It's just like
shock.
The clear.
Yeah.
It does that internally. Yeah.
That's wild.
What else?
That was it. That was
That's
all
a good
had.
One.
Yeah, why would you never hear that story on the news or see that guy like 60 Minutes or somebody would do a story.
Follow him around for a couple of weeks.
We did hear the guy that had a baboon heart or something. They put a monkey heart in him.
Yeah.
And he lived for, I don't know, a while.
Yeah.
With a baboon heart.
Wow.
And why not?
Well, you think eventually it'll get to a point where
they'll build a heart.
You'll have mechanical organs just will be able to keep you, not only keep you alive, but to sustain you for however long needed.
Man.
But you already have that with the people that go through dialysis. I mean, that's essentially keeping those people alive.
Here's the other thing I've thought about. Your body, you know what eyebrows are for?
They keep water.
It runs off instead of coming right into your eyes. That's what they're for. So, I've always wondered why, when we were made, and let's say God, okay, made us, and I think most people would be comfortable with that. If something's about to get in your eye, you can close your eye real quickly, blink, and keep. Why isn't there a little flap in your ears so if there's a loud, to keep people from getting the eardrums blown out? You can't blink your ears. You should be able to blink your ear or something in there just flutter and shut. Like
by the time
noise.
It would know the sound.
Well, but you could say that about your eye. The reflex of your eye is milliseconds.
That's true.
It's quick.
Yeah.
And as soon as your ear detected the very beginning of a loud noise, boom, you shut it down. I think nature messed up.
Well, I think they ran out of money. They had a budget that they had to go by.
God had a budget.
Yeah, he had a budget, and he said, ears? No, we can't do that.
How much was that ear flap thing again?
Yeah.
He's talking to St. Peter, and I got to leave that out. We can't do that.
I don't know. Look at this. Look at this thing, man. We put fingers and fingernails on it.
Let's do the eye thing. Let's give them a blink in the eye, and they'll just have to go deaf.
We've added all this stuff.
But have you ever put on, I'm sure you haven't because you're not a shooter, but they make earmuffs for shooters that are electric. They run on AAA batteries. and their microphones, and they actually amplify sound. In other words, I could hear your leaves rustling, yet if I fired the gun, it immediately, instantaneously dampens and shuts all of it out. So you hear...
Wow.
No, no. I've got two pairs of these things.
A certain frequency or something it recognizes, or...
If I wear them and I...
Or a decibel level.
I could rustle paper across the room and I'd hear it because it amplifies it. But if I clap my hands right in front of my face, it sounds like... And if you fire a gun, you just... So, you know, if they could implant that...
Yeah.
You keep people from having to be deaf and lose their hearing, and hearing eardrums get blown out. Dan, did you have anything?
Yeah, I do. But don't you have little hairs in your ears and wax to kind of help that stuff, too?
No.
I'm not sure what that
wax... That will not help. If you put a firecracker right up to your ear and light it, you're going to go deaf.
But what in the heck? Why do we have wax?
Stereocilia.
Wax catches dirt, doesn't it? But if that's true, if wax sort of catches, wouldn't we have a big old pile of dirt in our ears if wax is caught after all these years?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah.
What's the wax for?
I don't know. Candles.
Oh, here it coats the ear canal to moisturize it, fight off infection, and help keep dust, dirt, and other debris going deep inside your ear.
So instead of going deep in your ear, it catches it in the wax. Again... By the time you're 21, you should have 6 pounds of dirt in the wax in your ear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you always hear that, too, of people that don't have, try to get rid of all the earwax, and they say that's not good for you.
You don't want to do that. No.
So the thing that I had was, did we talk about that guy from Stanford University yesterday?
The rape case?
Yeah.
The six-month sentence?
Yeah.
Oh, that judge, he's getting heat. Massive 300,000 names as of yesterday on a petition to oust him. What's he thinking?
Oh, I would oust him completely. Did you see what the dad said?
I'm sure the dad wants to kill him.
No, the dad wrote
the dad of the swimmer of the Stanford athlete.
The boy.
Yeah, guy. The dad said that he wanted leniency because he doesn't think the guy's life should be ruined over 20 minutes of
I do
of
action.
Something.
Oh, that's what he called it.
He raped the girl. Who's unconscious? I think his life should be ruined.
Oh, I think so too. I think the judge, the dad should be put away for even making that statement.
And here's a tough call if you're a parent. Let's say when Archie grows up, if Archie did something horrible like that, raped a girl, she's unconscious. As his dad, you probably would jump through every hoop you could jump through to do everything you could for him or not. And I'm going to tell you right now, as much as it would kill me, and I told my boys this, you do something really despicable like that, goodbye. Goodbye. I hate it. I love you, but you're a monster and you're going away.
All right.
I am not going to do anything to alter that.
I'm the same way. If my boys would do anything like that, forget it. It's like, no, there's no excuse for that.
You know, you're not so special. You're special to me, but you're not special enough that you need to stay out of jail and you raped a girl who's unconscious.
No, and for the judge to take that dad's suggestion or whatever and just be... It's 6 months in the county jail, I think, is what he got.
Why don't you just send him to the country club and let him play golf for 6 months?
Well, that was a story I gave you today. There was a guy who was a promising high school football player who was getting ready to go to Southern California University, and he was accused of rape. Spent 6 years.
And he wasn't guilty.
And the girl ended up recanting her story. And
she should go to prison for the rest of her life.
Exactly. But he's very upset about this case just because...
He did 6 years for something he didn't do.
Exactly.
The kid who did it.
Yeah.
And essentially, the judge is saying that this kid is... the way he's lived, you know, they live kind of a upper class life. I guess he wouldn't be comfortable in prison.
Oh,
that's essentially what the judge was saying. And so, this guy who's an African American, this Brian Banks, who now works with the NFL, is saying, "Why is my life any different just because I was born poorer had to struggle and everything? That still means that it's okay for me to go to prison because
this judge is done.
Yeah,
he's done.
Oh, he's got to be. It's just absurd. And I talked to my daughter a Alyssa last night about it, because she's in college. And I told her, I said, I know every college kid drinks. You go to parties and all this other stuff. I don't understand the big thing about getting so trashed and drunk that you would pass out or whatever. But I told her, I said, this is very real, and you got to keep your hand over, because there's date rape drugs that they'll drop in, too. I said, you have to really watch what you're drinking and really cover it up and make sure that somebody doesn't do that to you. So,
because let me tell you, what kind of loser guy, what kind of sex, how do you enjoy that sex when you had to drug, you know what I'm saying? It's much more exciting for a woman to be
a willing participant.
Oh, yeah, and want you. Okay. There's nothing exciting about knowing you couldn't score, so I'll just knock her out and do it when she's unconscious.
Yeah.
You're some sick monster if you think that's exciting.
Or if she just passes out, I'll just pick her up and take her out back and have my way with her, and then that'll be the end of it. It's like that
did,
was.
Did you have anything
else? That was crazy. Oh, just one more thing. We're playing tonight.
The North Pole Johnsons.
Yes, the North Pole Johnsons, the Southside Johnny Band at T. Meyer Park in St. Anne. What a night. What a day.
Oh, what a night.
Back,
there's a song there somewhere.
Back in 64. Yeah, but the weather, holy cow.
That's great.
It's going to be awesome. And it's like an amphitheater type setting and stuff. And it's going to be a good, there's a church there that's going to have food and all this other stuff. So bring your lawn chairs, coolers, whatever you want to bring.
Be ready for the crowd.
Oh, man.
Now that you've mentioned it.
It's on Ashby Road in St. Anne.
All right, let's shut her down. Mark segment officially over. We're going to take a break. We're going to take some calls. It's your turn. 314-969-KTR. So you have to wait about 5 minutes. We got to get some stuff out of the way. But if you'll hold, we'll get to you. We don't care why you're calling. We'd love to talk to you. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Or from most cell phones, *KTRS. I came here directly from Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I was in the showroom just moments ago, minutes ago, and came here from there. And I'm here to report all is well. Things are good at Thompson Price. They were busy. They were consulting with a couple about, I'm assuming, a kitchen remodel or bath remodel. It had to be one or the other. That's what they do. And their business is good, and I am to thank you for that. On behalf of Thompson Price and the people who work for him, their business has been good for quite a while. I'd like to think their business has been good for about the last 19 years, because that's how long they've been on with us. In fact, I think 20 years. You say, wait a minute, you've only been on that station for, next month will be 19. That's right. They were with us before we came here. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Please do not confuse this business with any other kitchen and bath remodeling business that might have a name that's somewhat similar. If the word Price, if the name Price is not in the company, then it's not the company that I'm speaking about right now. You want to make sure it's Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. And you contact them when you are fed up with your 20, 30-year-old kitchen or bathroom or bathrooms. You like the house, okay. You just don't like the kitchen. You would love to have a kitchen. And you actually at one time considered moving to get a better kitchen. Guess what? If you move, I don't care how great the house is, it's not going to have the kitchen that you're going to have when you have one custom made, custom built for you and your family. And that's what they'll do. And it'll be done right, because they're perfectionists. And go ahead and get a couple other bids if you want to. You may get a bid that's lower. You may get a bid that's higher. But I don't think you're going to work with anybody who's going to have the process that Thompson Price has, the thorough process. And it's necessary. It is. It's necessary to know how tall the people in the family are, how old they are, who's left-handed, who's elderly, who may be coming to live in that house and need to use that kitchen or bathroom. All of that stuff is necessary if you want it to be the perfect kitchen or bathroom. And that's what you want, because that's what you're paying for. Thompson Price, the showroom, and I know where it is because it just came from there. It's not only is it less than half a mile, I think it's only about a quarter of a mile east of 270 on Manchester, right next to McAllister's Deli. And yes, they have a website. You can check that out too. ThompsonPrice.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Dan, you got to set the record straight with me. I've heard it called, let's see, I've heard the inside-out ban, the upside-down ban. I've heard the wastewater treatment ban. I've heard, let's see, the new one today from Frank, the North Pole Johnson.
What is the name of it?
What is the name of your band?
The Southside Johnny Band.
Okay, all right, I think I got it.
I was dying laughing here. It's like, wait a minute, I've never heard Frank say this one before.
I just can't seem to remember.
I know. The North Pole Johnsons. That was good.
I know it's either North or South. I guess.
Yeah, one of them. It's something. Okay, Southside Johnny Band. Okay.
Yes.
All right. They have cleared all the accidents. You heard Ed talking about a little bit earlier. Eastbound 40 at Grand. They've cleared the other one on northbound 55 at Park. Now, eastbound 40 is slowing down. It's normal traffic now. You're slowing down Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70, it's heavy from Earth City Expressway out through 5th Street. Southbound 270, looks like we've got a stop-and-go pocket now from Page down through Ladue. And westbound 40 drivers, you are slowing from Kings Highway through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. They present Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points. It's no nonsense. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550. KTRS.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
After the loving.
Hear that? Be the first caller at 314-969-5877 to register for your chance to win tickets to see Engelbert Humperdinck at the Family Arena.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-684-5419. 1-800-684-5419. That's 1-800-684-5419. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Wednesday. That means you can enjoy an extra large 20-inch one-topping pizza and hot, cheesy garlic bread for $17.50 at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. It's the pizza and garlic cheese bread special every Wednesday at Stefanina's.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus. More likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times, they're still a-changing. And the winds, they're still a-blowing. For the highways, they're a-ranging. And that big thing that they're towing is their easy riding way to enjoy each passing day.
For the rest of your life.
Buy a Lee trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Buy a Lee trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Join Denny Reed for the Safe Money and Income Radio Show on Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Call Denny Reed now for your free Safe Money book at 844-415-7233.
All right, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to do one piece of business, then we're going right to the phones. Is there some people waiting? If you'd like to join them, you won't wait but about a minute. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or from most cell phones, *KTRS. We are happy to say that we are in our 25th year of a relationship with American Equity Mortgage as a sponsor of this show. That is incredible to me. 24 and a half years they've been on this show, 52 weeks a year. And we're going to continue to save people money and let them help you save money by addressing two things. One, mortgage. Unless you can pay cash for a house, few people can, unless you're older, you need a mortgage, American Equity Mortgage. The other thing we need to take a look at and talk about is bad debt, especially credit card debt. Credit cards are certainly easy to use. They're too easy to use. And you don't even realize how much you're spending, and then the bill comes, and you go, my goodness, I can't pay this. Ooh, they've done a great thing. They've given you a minimum payment that's so ridiculously low, you can't believe it. Let's just pay this $32 this month, and that's all we have to pay until next month, and we do the same thing. Yeah, you'll do that for the next 20 years, because that's mostly interest, and it's a lot of interest. And the whole plan is that you don't get it paid off. Don't do that. If you're a homeowner, don't do it because you don't have to do it. Call American Equity Mortgage, say, tell me more about debt consolidation and how much money I can save, and they'll do it. They've done this for a long time. They'll work fast for you, and they'll get you as good a rate as anybody can get you based, of course, on your credit history. American Equity Mortgage, 314, here's the important part, 878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. I'm going to talk to John. John, how are you?
Well, good, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm having a fantastic day. What can we do for you?
Excellent weather, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. I would love to just take this console out in the parking lot here at Westport and do the show outside.
Well, one of these days you might be able to do that.
You never know.
Yeah, but you could. And I know I was listening to you yesterday, and you were talking about driving your vet with the, I guess you had the Jeep or the Targa.
Yeah, drove it today. Drove it today.
Yeah, well, I got my vet. You know, I'm the one that had the shingles in my left eye. Called you.
Okay.
I live in Heritage.
Okay.
The addition down here.
My old subdivision.
Yes, sir. And I won't say the A word, but I wanted to try to call yesterday, But you had a spirited conversation with Doug, I think his name was.
Mm-hmm. It was very spirited, and I'm so glad he called because it generated all kinds of great email that I got last night from people who hated him, and that wasn't the point. I don't want people to hate him. I want people to appreciate people like that.
Hey,
oh,
John, how'd the shingles turn out in your eye?
Well, thing is, you know, I've had this since it's like over 2 years, and I've got glaucoma, and Dr. Bohegan, they treated it, and it's never really, yeah, but it's still left side of my face.
No, you got a bad deal.
Wow.
You really did. Most shingles are gone in like 6-7 weeks. You got a bad, you drew a bad hand there.
We went down to Bowling Green because we took all my friends that have Corvettes, mm-hmm. and it looked like somebody punched me in the face.
You know, why don't you tell, are you married?
Yes, sir.
Well, tell people your wife hit you in the face.
No, she's a sweetheart. She's a real sweetheart.
So, John, what can we do for you?
Well, really what I called about was you talked about the other day that Pistols Plus, you were buying another gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I collect guns like you do.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 5.7N that I really love to shoot mm-hmm. at and shoot my guns and Python and stuff like that. But what'd you buy?
I bought it yet. I ordered it, and it's going to take a long time to get it. Kel-Tec makes a .22 Magnum semi-automatic, and I forgot the designation. It's PL something R3 or something. But it's a .22 Mag semi-automatic mm-hmm. handgun, and I didn't even know there was such a thing. But Kel-Tec makes one. It's a 30-round magazine.
Okay. Well, I just picked up a SIG M400.
Okay.
A gun shop that I deal with out here in St. Charles, a good guy. I won't mention his name, but he
For
is
For people
really
who don't know, a SIG is a SIG Sauer. It's a really fine handgun. It's like the Mercedes-Benz of handguns.
Well, you know what this is, though? It's an M400, which is a .223.
Mm-hmm.
It's classified as a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got what they call like an arm stock that's on it, 11.5-inch barrel. And I have an M4 that I shoot. But this is, look it up online, 6.4.
Okay.
And it's got the desert tan.
No, I won't look it up because I want one, and I don't need any more, so I'm not going to look it up.
No. My wife. And the only thing, now I'm just getting over. I put Borla exhaust on my vet, and my wife is just finally accepting it now.
Well, your wife is. My wife can't stand Corvettes. Lucky you.
Well, let me tell you.
You did it.
I'm bad. My bad.
You are bad.
So,
John, anything else?
No, sir. And I'll tell you, you guys are a hoot. And you make my day, and I felt so bad. I wanted to call in and change gears yesterday and not make people.
I'm glad you didn't. I enjoyed that guy yesterday. Because he speaks for, oh, wait, he only speaks for himself, actually. But it was a great call, and I enjoyed it. John, go enjoy the day.
Well, you do the same, too.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
You. Bye-bye.
Yeah. He's in a pretty good mood for a guy who's had shingles for 2 years.
Ugh.
I never heard of such a thing.
That's unreal.
It is unreal. Dan, you had shingles, remember?
For those who don't know,
Dan, I did. The king of shtick, gets up on stage somewhere. I forgot where. The first time I ever heard that he did it. And he apologizes to the crowd. He goes, "You have to forgive me. I got shingles." And he opens his shirt, and he has got samples of roofing shingles hanging around his neck. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And then he'll say, "Has anybody got a pen? I just brought a pad." And he takes out a maxi pad.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Nobody has the routine Dan has. Steve,
no.
How are you?
No one wants
I'm
it.
Fine. It's your buddy Steve Davis, the Elvis guy.
Never heard of you. Never heard of you.
Steve okay. Hey, you were trying to remember the name of that long-barreled gun the other day. It's a Ned Buntline revolver.
Okay, I wasn't remembering the name. I was trying to remember what cowboy carried it. Was it Wyatt Earp?
Ned Buntline.
No. There was a cowboy who carried in a holster a really long-barreled pistol, and I thought it was Wyatt Earp.
Well, it might have been on television. I think, didn't Ned Buntline, wasn't that a TV show, too?
I never heard of that.
No, I never heard of it either.
No, it was a well-known name, and I used as a kid, had a plastic toy version of it, and I'm not kidding, it was a revolver, but the barrel had to be like 18 inches long.
Well, Yeah, it is. And the reason I mention that is because that's the same pistol. It's a low-caliber pistol. It's like 22 or less.
I don't remember. I'm trying to remember the name of the cowboy or the marshal. It was a sheriff or marshal, and I want to say it was Wyatt Earp.
It was Wyatt Earp.
Okay, Peon just looked it up. Colt Buntline Special.
Yeah, Ned Buntline, and it was like an 18-inch barrel. I found that in my reading that kid out there in Beverly, it was in, I guess that's in California, Los Angeles, where he was out in his backyard. That was part of the Tate LaBianca murders. They used a Ned Buntline revolver.
You know too much. You know that?
I have a lot of hay in the wagon.
Yeah, you do. You do have a lot of hay in the wagon. Well said. Well said. Nice to hear from you, Steve.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, I'm AM and the PM.
We know that. Thank you. Hallelujah. Steve Davis, a guy so nice, I still am not sure it's not an act. He's so nice, you think it has to be an act, but it's not. He's just a nice guy. Oh, my goodness, look who's here. Five Toes. How you doing, Five Toes?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you doing, Frank?
Fantastic. What's going on?
It looks like it's gun talk all of a sudden. I had something.
No,
else,
it's not gun talk unless you want it to be. He brought it up.
I made me another street sweeper out of with a 410. I ordered the barrel from.
See, you're doing it. You're doing gun talk.
Here we go.
Yeah, and you know there are people listening who can't stand to hear about guns. You know that.
And they're Peon and I. We have no.
They have no idea. We might be speaking another language. They don't know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Happy late birthday there, Ian.
Oh, thank you, Five Toes.
You're welcome.
There's something fun about saying Five Toes. Tell people who don't know why you're called Five Toes.
I'm missing my right leg below the knee.
Mm. That would make it only Five Toes.
Yeah.
Why Five Toes as opposed to one leg or something?
I don't know, but a friend of mine found a shirt at a rummage or something, and it's called Peg Leg Pete's, and the guy's one-eyed, and his right leg's missing. It's a large shirt, so it's a little snug, so I really can't wear it, but that was pretty nice of him to do that, you know, so I'm not offended by that.
So Five Toes, what can we do for you?
I was in the phone business. My daddy was, and my brother still is. He's down in Southwest Missouri. And years ago, the old telephone offices, you could plug in. If there was a light on, you could take I don't know why they call them a butt set, but you could just plug in. I guess, you know, the telephones that the phone man would have hanging off his belt.
Right.
And you could plug in, and you could listen to anybody, and they couldn't hear you even plug in.
Right. I used to watch the phone repair guy do that.
Yeah, and I was wanting to go in town, but I think I was in fifth or sixth grade, and of course my dad was at the office, and he knew which one was ours in there, and I was talking something wrong, I guess, to a girl, and then dad came home, and I wanted him to take me to town so I can pal around with my friends, but he was kind of upset because he heard everything I said.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's embarrassing.
So I didn't get grounded, but I got a chewing out, and we was also working in when I was working for the communications engineering company.
You know how long it's been since I've heard somebody say they got a chewing out?
Yeah.
That sounded good. Yeah. I like hearing that.
Well, my mom also used to call me either a worry wart or fart blossom. Have you ever heard of You've never heard of them before?
I've heard worry wart.
Yeah.
I've heard worry wart, but not fart. We don't like to use that kind of language.
Sorry. Yeah,
edit that out.
Edit that out. Yeah, I'll edit that out.
Yeah.
But we was working in when I was working at the engineering company, we was in a phone exchange in Missouri, and I got a phone call from the boss, and he said, "Have you been making any phone calls from the pedestals?" I go, "No." We had to keep a daily log.
Mm-hmm.
I go, "No, I haven't." I was in certain phone exchange doing this, and these phone calls came from a different phone exchange for the same phone company. And what it was, there was a construction crew out there that does the directional boring.
Now, can you finish this in 1 minute?
I can get it.
Okay.
And they was making 800 numbers. They tapped into a line. They had a dial tone. Tapped into a line, and they was making 800 number calls to them.
Dirty talking women.
Oh.
and they happened to tap in the phone. The dial tone they got was a church.
Oh boy!
And I told the boss from the company. I go, you shouldn't even have to worry about any of the ABC engineering people, you know, doing something like that. He says, well, I have to cover all the bases. What's going to happen? He goes, well, the phone company will just take care of it, and them guys got fired. So,
I can tell you some five toes. You just reminded me, and after Dr. Doug, I'm going to tell this story. You just reminded me of one of my favorite stories about one of my sons, and it has to do with the telephone and one of those dirty talking numbers. And after Dr. Doug, I'm going to tell that story again. It is one of my favorite stories about my kids. So thank you for reminding me.
Well, thank you, and have a great day, and happy birthday again, and AM in the PM.
Thank you, Five Toes. There he goes. Five Toes. As opposed to One Foot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Five Toes. All right, we're going to take a little break here and do some news, and Dr. Doug's going to join us. If you have pets, be prepared to call. He is he's real good about giving out good advice at no charge. There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. There are other stores all over the country. And at some point years ago, somebody who's very smart figured out that if you could alter the way you stand or walk, you might alleviate some pressure you're putting on a part of your foot that your foot can't handle. You're putting more pressure in a certain spot. It's not evenly distributed. So they thought, well, if we could just distribute that evenly, it might alleviate pain. And I'm sure at first they thought pain in the feet. Then they realized, wait a minute, people that had knee pain or leg pain or back pain or neck pain, that's alleviated too because it's coming from the feet. Sounds a little crazy, but it's not. And there are thousands of people who have testimonials that prove it's not crazy, that it works for a lot of people. And maybe it'll work for you. So if you have pain and you think there's even a remote chance that it could be alleviated, eliminated with a slight alteration in the way you stand and walk with an insert and arch support, then you need to get to a Good Feet store, and you don't need an appointment. And in 30, 40 minutes, you're going to know. You're going to get up and walk around with this thing in your foot. And if you feel right there in the store relief, then you found what you were looking for. And you did it without painkillers. You did it without surgery. Here are the two locations in the St. Louis area. There's a Good Feet store on Olive, west of 270, across from Friday's. And there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, on Green Mountain Road, across from Dierbergs. The Good Feet stores.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. One obstacle many small businesses face is that getting the capital they need can be a difficult task. That's where Kabbage comes in. Kabbage provides simple, flexible access to a line of credit up to $100,000. They have helped 80,000 businesses with over $2 billion in funding. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. You'll get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Access your line from a phone or computer and only pay for what you take. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
KTRS St. Louis, live and local.